has prolonged ice presence affected small businesses in the area?
Every worker taken, every family destabilized means that there are fewer employees available to help our small business owners. And we have fewer customers that are showing up because of that fear.
And a disgusting heat wave hits the city.
Today is only day one of what will be a 7-day heat event in Southern California.
This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Issa Johnson. Thanks for spending part of your Thursday with me. These are some other stories making headlines today, March 12th, 2026. This high-end restaurant pop-up loses its head chef after troubling allegations. An update on the possibility of Iran military presence in California. A venomous snake to look out for. This limited edition set of stamps launches tomorrow. And the history of the SALT protest that ultimately led to the arrest of Mohandas Gandhi. But first, it's getting sticky. And no, I'm not talking about the Tyler, the Creator song, but rather this rancid weather on tap in the SoCal region. John Baird has more.
During all the drought years, it seemed like it was 85 degrees every day in L.A., and now it's either intense rain or high heat. And yes, we're going back into the frying pan today and then early next week, too. Andrew Rourke is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He tells us it'll be a lot hotter than usual.
We're looking at 15 to 20 degrees of warming. Coasts are going to warm up into the 80s, the valleys into the 90s. So we do have heat advisories posted for both today and tomorrow for all the coasts and valleys.
He says it'll be even hotter next week, with some areas reaching the triple digits.
Immigration raids have had a detrimental impact on many small businesses in L.A. Today, L.A. County officials have announced they are planning to help out some of those struggling businesses. Back to John Baird for more.
Money comes from the Small Business Resiliency Fund, which was launched last fall to help business owners impacted by immigration enforcement activities. L.A. County Supervisor Hilda Solis said when the ICE raids were ramped up, it was clear that local business owners would be hit.
Every worker taken, every family destabilized means that there are fewer employees available to help our small business owners. And we have fewer customers that are showing up because of that fear. And we know that there's a loss of revenue for local businesses who we know are the backbone of many of our communities.
The director of the LA County Department of Economic Opportunity says the fund offers between $2,500 and $5,000 to small businesses, including brick and mortar stores, sidewalk vendors, independent contractors, and home-based businesses that have less than 100 employees and $6 million in revenue and have experienced direct impacts from the uptick in immigration enforcement action.
For him, it's over before it even began. World-renowned chef behind Noma has announced he's stepping aside after allegations of abuse behavior towards his employees. Rene Redzepi addressed his staff at the new pop-up in Silver Lake in a video.
In order to make sure that you guys are 100% feeling safe, I'm going to step away. But running of this restaurant, for now, will sit on you guys.
Those calling for his removal included some of his former employees. Karen Adams has more.
Former Noma chef Jason Ignacio demonstrated with restaurant workers and the group One Fair Wage here outside the Paramore Estate in Silver Lake. This is where Chef Rene Redzepi has begun a 16-week residency, serving up cuisine to those who paid the $1,500 a person price tag. Ignacio and the others tried to deliver a formal letter to Redzepi demanding accountability and reform.
This marks the beginning of sustained worker action, demanding accountability and resolution not only at Noma but across the world. For over two decades, the culture surrounding Rene Redzepi and Noma has been celebrated without confronting the true harm countless workers have experienced behind the curtains. I witnessed intimidation, a culture designed to extract everything from many people and discard them as they break.
The group here tried to shame those entering the estate. American Express and Blackbird have pulled their sponsorship from the Noma series because of the allegations. Redzepi posted an apology to his past behavior.
It's damage control at best.
The war with Iran has increased the threat of a possible attack here in California. The FBI issued a warning yesterday that Iran might attempt to use drones to attack the state. There are concerns about higher profile events in the area like the Oscars and the World Cup. We talked about it with LA County Sheriff Robert Luna.
I want everyone to know at this point, we have no specific credible threats. That doesn't mean there's a lot of information out there. We are in continuous contact with our federal partners, with other law enforcement partners across the country. We have one of the best intelligence units here with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, and we have our finger on the pulse. And I say that, but I want to stress this to all of your listeners. I'm encouraging everyone to remain aware of your surroundings, including online and digital spaces.
Now the White House is pushing back on yesterday's reports. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says they were based on, quote, one email that was sent to local law enforcement in California about a single unverified tip, end quote. A man from Orange County has passed after suffering from a deadly snake bite. Emily Valdez has more with a rattlesnake expert.
It is very rare for someone to die from a rattlesnake bite. According to the CDC, about 8,000 people are bitten each year in the U.S., but only about five die. 25-year-old Julian Hernandez of Costa Mesa was biking at Quail Hill Trailhead in Irvine on February 1st when police say he bent down to unlock his pedals, fell over into the brush, and was bit by the snake. He died after spending more than a month in the hospital.
Yeah, it is rare.
Alex Trujillo is with Southern California Rattlesnake Removal. He catches and releases rattlesnakes.
You know, there's this old saying, like, you're more likely to get struck by lightning, you know, than you are to have something catastrophic like this happen with a rattlesnake bite.
Trujillo believes the snake that killed Hernandez was a Southern Pacific rattlesnake, a species with an extremely toxic venom.
They can control their venom, and even babies are able to control their venom, and they can control it to the point where they can give you a dry bite, or they can give you a one fang envenomation or two fang. I'm going to take a guess, a stab in the dark here, and say that this envenomation was probably like a full blast bite.
Southern Pacific rattlesnakes are fairly common in Southern California. They typically just want to be left alone and won't bite unless provoked or startled. Also, there is anti-venom, which is very effective. The Orange County coroner said Hernandez died from an animal bite. His family posted on a GoFundMe page they are trying to raise money for an independent autopsy.
After members of the public suggested this stamp idea about 5 years ago, Art Director for the United States Postal Service, Antonio Alcala, was given an assignment that paid homage to a special community.
They're photographs of real existing lowriders. So when I was working on this project, I wanted to get a variety of cars that represented maybe different eras.
These limited edition stamps will go on sale tomorrow. The prints include these five cars: a blue 1946 Chevrolet Fleetline, a blue 1958 Chevrolet Impala, a red 1963 Chevrolet Impala, an orange 1964 Chevrolet Impala, and a green 1987 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme.
The idea was to find a selection that I thought would present the whole culture. I mean, it'll be impossible to show everything, but in this case, hopefully it's representative so that people will be happy with what they see.
Usually special edition stamps are printed in the millions, so he says he hopes there is enough for everyone who's interested. The stamps come in a sheet of 15 with three of each design for a total of $11.70. You can hear more on this story tomorrow from Emily Valdez on 97.1 FM. So I know we've heard of the Boston Tea Party Revolt, but how many of y'all are familiar with the British salt tax? Well, did you know on this day in 1930, Mahatma Gandhi, along with several dozen others, began their ashram or religious retreat across 240 miles to a town in the Arabian Sea. Their goal was to dismiss British policy by making their own salt from seawater. Upon his arrival, thousands followed suit, and this defiant display ultimately led to Gandhi's arrest on May 5th, as well as up to 60,000 followers. Well, that's it for today's edition of the LA Local. Sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships, you can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Issa Johnson for KNX News. Thanks for listening.